Proclamation number 8130 of 20th of March, 1962. Earth renewal. A renewal of the Earth is inevitable. For everything has gone out of order. People themselves are in a completely disenchanted state, and they also make it difficult for the spiritual being bound in the works of creation to develop upwards. For their addiction to matter often determines them to actions which signify the premature destruction of works of creation. But people themselves constantly violate divine order because they completely disregard the principle of love, which, however, is the epitome of divine order. They are only concerned about their physical well-being, therefore all their thoughts and aspirations only apply to matter. They only apply to earthly goods and worldly pleasures. They are in no way aware of the actual purpose of earthly life, and therefore this life remains an idle one which will have serious consequences if people do not change and take a different path. Thus there is little prospect that people will change and allow themselves to be convinced of their spiritual low. Even severe strokes of fate or world events are unable to induce them to change their thinking, and they do not listen to the reproaches of fellow human beings who would like to help them out of the night of the spirit, for they believe nothing. And such a state cannot remain, because the earth is intended to serve as a maturing station for the spiritual, which is on the path of return to God. Therefore it will also remain as such, but a purification has to take place. Everything has to be reclassified again. Everything spiritual has to be reorganized. From hard matter up to the human being must again be given the opportunity to serve, because only through service can the spiritual develop upwards and finally be redeemed from all forms. And therein lies the overthrow of divine order, that the spiritual is increasingly deprived of the opportunity to serve. This is the violation of divine order, that people also lack all love which presupposes service, and that they also often make it impossible for matter to be of service by collecting earthly goods and enjoying their possession which, however, are never allowed to fulfill their purpose, and therefore the time of their development is prolonged, which causes the bound spiritual being agony. And thus people are also overly self-loving. They only think of themselves in the fulfillment of their desires. They are in completely wrong love. They only ever seek union with things which belong to the world. Their love is a false love which only ever wants to take but never to give. The right kind of love has grown cold amongst people, and this is a spiritual low which makes a life on earth unsuccessful, which completely contradicts divine order and necessitates the dissolution of the earth's creations, during which the human race will also perish because it has not made use of its earthly life. Thus it has completely failed in its last test of earthly life. People themselves bring about the end of the earth's existence in its old form. People themselves, through their own will and their spiritual low, also determine the time of the end, which has been foreseen by God since eternity. And since not only people but also the earth's creations are affected by people's wrong will and thinking, the dissolution of these earthly creations has also become necessary, and the consequence is a total transformation of the entire earth's surface, whereby every living being will be affected, but will also be begotten again through God's love into the form on the new earth which corresponds to its spiritual state of maturity. Order will be established on the new earth again, for everything has to progress in its development. And the human being's soul, which has failed, must also be given renewed opportunities of ascent, which, however, requires dissolution and a new banishment into solid matter and is therefore to be feared. For every human being still has the opportunity to change if only the slightest will is in him to fulfill his purpose of earthly life. Then he will be assisted in every way in order to protect his soul from this new banishment. And therefore people will be informed time and again of the occasion and significance of the end of this earth, and world events can also have a favorable effect on people's thoughts. But the human beings will cannot be forced. He must think of his own free will and seek contact with the Creator of heaven and earth. And he will never be left without help, for God wants people to attain eternal life, but not to lose life again for an infinitely long time. Amen.